terror or fright or fearfulness or horror or alarm, panic, agitation or trepidation, dread or consternation, dismay, distress, anxiety, worry, unease, uneasiness, apprehension, nervousness, nerves, timidity, disquiet, disquietude, discomposure, unrest, perturbation, foreboding, the jeebies, the shakes, the collie wobbles, the jitters, the twitches, the butterflies in the stomach, the blue funk.
Come on, preacher.
These are parts of fear. The opposite of calmness or confidence. The verb of fear is to be afraid of something or something as likely to be dangerous or painful or threatening. Amen. It is the similar things are afraid of or be careful of or be scared of or be apprehensive of, dread, live in fear of, go in terror of, be terrified of, be terrified by, cower before, tremble before, cringe from, shrink from, flinch from, be anxious about, worry about, panic about, feel consternation about, have forebodings about, feeling apprehensive about. This is what fear does. It cripples you. Fear cripples the mind. Fear cripples the heart. Fear cripples the flesh. Amen. When you are afraid, you can't do nothing. Hallelujah. Fear is mentioned, get this, 365 times in Scripture. I don't believe that's any coincidence. Hallelujah. I believe God is trying to get us to realize that for every day of the year, there is a word from Him saying, do not fear. All throughout Scriptures, whenever the angels would appear, whenever God would come into the scene, amen, the few words following would be, do not fear. Hallelujah. God is not for fear. Amen. If you're in fear right now, you're not in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's love casts out fear. Knowing God casts out fear. Amen. 1 John 4:18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Pulpit commentaries says, love and fear coexist. Only where love is not yet perfect. Perfect love will absolutely exclude fear as surely as perfect union excludes all separations. It is self-interested love that fears. Pure and unselfish love has no fear. Yet nothing but perfect love must be allowed to cast out fear. Otherwise, this text might be made an excuse for taking the most unwarranted liberties with Almighty God. Basically, the more we get an understanding of God, the less we fear. The more knowledge we get about God, the less we fear the things that are coming upon our lives and through our lives and at our lives. Amen. When we get a good understanding of the God that's inside of us, not beside us, not around us, but the God, the Holy Ghost that's within sight of you, you will not fear. Hallelujah. You will get a Holy Ghost anointing. Amen. That will cause you not to fear. 1 John 1:1, it begins, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the living Word, and He has purchased our salvation. Hallelujah. On Calvary, He has paid the price for you and I. Amen. He has done it. He has finished it, Brother Pritt. He's done, went there, and He's done, took the keys from the enemy of our souls, and that enemy has no power over you. Hallelujah. But by Jesus Christ allowing Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you will get the Word in you, you get love in you. Hallelujah. Come on, we got to get back into the Word. Amen. The struggles we're fighting, the things we're fighting against, there's answers in the Word of God. There's those things. If we can get that Word in us, we get God in us. Amen. We get God in us. Knowing Him casts out fear. Amen. We get a revelation of who He is. You'll talk to anybody. You'll say anything because you know Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to memorize it. Amen. We got to hide it in our heart.
Amen.
So many times we don't want to learn of God because we don't want to let go of the hate in our lives. We don't want to let go of the hate of ourselves or the dislikes of others. We want to hold on to those things. But the Word of God is going to tell you to get those things out of your life. Hallelujah. Love your brother. Amen. Do good to them that persecute you. Do good to those that despitefully use you. Amen. That don't fit well with the flesh. Amen. That don't fit well with the carnal mind. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you'll get the love of God inside of you, knowing God will cast out fear, and you'll be able to do it no matter what. Hallelujah. The things that gratify the flesh, it's selfishness.
Yeah.
We like our little cocoon of self-pity. The things of God cause us to be selfless.
Amen.
We just sang so beautifully about it. I decrease,
yes.
He increase. Amen. We got to get rid of this flesh, this mortal man that defies and comes after the things of God, that hates the things of God, that despises doing the ways of God. Amen. And if we can get God's Word inside of us and we have a knowledge of Him, amen, we can do great exploits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 John 4:7-8 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God.
Yes.
For God is love.
That's right, sir.
I don't care who you got a problem with, what they've done to you, how what they've said to you, how they've treated you in your past. I don't care what's going on in your mind about them. I'm here to tell you that God says you gotta know Him. And when you know Him, there's love. Amen. And you'll love them. Amen. You'll love them. Some of us agree. Because some of you are struggling with this very thing right now. Amen. You got a dad in your life that didn't treat you right. And you've been thinking about him, and you don't want anything to do with what has come on you through that man. Amen. God is here to tell you today, if you'll get Him, hallelujah, you can love Him.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If you'll get Him, if you'll get a knowledge of what He has for you, if you'll get a knowledge of the things of God that He has in store for you, you'll let go of that petty little thing that dad done to you all your life. Hallelujah. You'll let go of that thing that whoever it was done to you, you'll let it go, because what are the great things that God has in store for you? That's what I'm talking about, a knowledge, getting a knowledge of God's Word, knowing what He's got in store for you, and knowing Him gets rid of the fear to take and hold, move that mess out of your life.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God's love causes us to sacrifice. Galatians 2 and 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's why I'm calling this church to prayer and fasting. The next 3 days, I want you to fast. I want you to sacrifice. Amen. I want us to draw close to God. Amen. I want us to get a hold of God. Amen. Get God inside of us. Hallelujah. If you're living in fear, you're void of God's word. When you know his word, you will know him. The reason you are afraid to tell people about the Lord is you don't know enough of him to tell them who he is. A salesman that knows his product is much more likely to be a productive salesman than the one who is clueless of his product. Yeah. Anybody ever had a salesman come in, didn't know what he was talking about? And you were like, get out of here. I don't want what you got. Come on. When you know the product, ain't nobody gonna tell you. You can convince that chair right there to buy something off of you. Because you know it. You're convinced about it. You're sure about it. You're confident in it. The more you know about something, the better you can convince someone that why they should have it. When you know Jesus and nothing else matters, you know, nothing's going to cause you to stop talking about him. Amen. They couldn't shut the mouths of the disciples. Amen. They beat them. They throwed them in prison. They done all they could, but they had been with Jesus. They got to know Jesus. They got to know his attributes. They got to know his word. They got to know how he acted. They got to know what he was like. They got to know him when he was sleeping. They got to know him when he was not. Amen. They got to know him in the middle of the storm. They got to know him wherever he went. Hallelujah. When you get to know Jesus, ain't nobody going to tell you to be quiet about him. Hallelujah. Because you know him. Hallelujah. The new press secretary for the president, Kayleigh McEnany, is fearless when asked questions about the president. When she's asked things why the president does what he does and or doesn't do what he does, the reason that is she has studied and she has talked to him and she knows him. She doesn't come up to the podium without notes about any issue that may pertain to him. She is read up. She is studied up. She has anything that he's involved with. She knows about it. She understands it. Amen. That's how we got to get with God. We got to get to where God's working. We got to understand where God's trying to move. We got to understand where he's wanting to take you. Amen. We got to study him. We got to know him. Hallelujah. When we get to know him, when we get to understanding him, love, his love comes inside of us. His love baptizes us. His love flows in our spirit, and we don't have the fear that we once had. We can talk to anybody. We can share God's power with anybody. We can lay hands on the sick and not be afraid. Amen. We can do it right in the middle of the parking lot. We can do it right in the middle of the grocery aisle. Hallelujah. Because the love casts out fear. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, we need to get back to studying our Lord and get to understanding his word and why he spoke those words. Is it any reason, hallelujah, why God told his people in Deuteronomy 6, beginning with the first one, it says, knowing these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded you, to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. Amen. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy sons and thy sons' sons, in all the days of thy life, that days be may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, I, O Israel, and observe to do it, that I may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Yes. And thou shalt bind them upon for a sign upon thine hand, and upon thine frontlets, and upon thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thee, to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things, which thou filledest not, and wells digged that thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware, lest thou forget the land which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are around about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massa. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies and his statutes which hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy sons asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto the son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great and sore upon Egypt and upon Pharaoh and upon all his household and upon before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Yeah, that was a long read, but I wanted you to see some things. Hallelujah. What they went through and what God commanded them to do. He did not want them to forget where they came from. He did not want them to forget who brought them out of that bondage. Amen. And he wanted them to do it daily, writing it down, putting it before them, rehearsing it, telling about it, never forgetting where you came from, never forgetting who brought you out of that circumstance. He wanted you to write it down, remember the word, understand the word, keep it in your heart, keep it before your eyes, rehearse it to your children, rehearse it to their children, rehearse it to their children. Amen. He never wanted us to get the word out of our eyes. Because he understood the frailness of humankind. That when we forget God, when we forget where he brought us from, and it's so easy to do in our lives, it's so easy to forget what happened yesterday because of what's before you right now, and we forget to go back and look at man alive. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? Oh, my life was nothing till he set me free. Come on. Do you remember where he brought you from? Do you remember the rat hole you came out of? Do you remember where Jesus set you free out of? Come on, Jesus Christ wants to set you free today, but he wants you to remember the word that he has put before you. Amen. He wants you to know who your God is. Hallelujah, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Have you rehearsed it before your children? Have you told it to your family members? Have you spoken it to your daily life? Amen. Have you praised him in the daytime? Have you praised him in the nighttime? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you putting God before your eyes on a daily basis? Because God knows who you are. The word is what's going to take fear out of your life. The word is what's going to keep fear out of your life. Amen. And when you plug that word into your life, you'll begin to do great things before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know. Amen. That was the physical children of Israel. But we are the spiritual.
Come on now.
Israel. We are adopted when we obeyed the gospel that Peter preached. God has adopted us into the bloodline of Israel. Amen. His chosen people. Amen. He has chosen you. Amen. He has adopted you and he has put his name on you. Amen. You are his children. We now can look at our spiritual life through these scriptures and see how that we can be set free by knowing who God is and what he has done for us. He has set us free. Amen. You no longer have to be tormented by your past because Jesus, the Word made flesh, set you free. Hallelujah. God has set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm closing right now. Hallelujah. God himself used his word when the devil tempted him. What makes us think that we will not give into fear if we don't know his word? Many of the things you're struggling with is because you don't know the word. What the word says about you, what the word says he's going to do for you, and you're in fear. Oh my God, the banker's closing down my house. Have you been faithful in giving? Have you trusted God? Have you been faithful in prayers and fasting and living for God and coming to church and doing all the statutes that God has called you to do, then my God says that he will deliver you out of all of thy trouble. Come on. We don't have to fear when we know what God says. That's how Job got through his issues and his problems, is because he knew his God. That's why God chose him to go through all that nonsense. Because he had a relationship with God. He understood God. He knew God inside and out. He praised God no matter what was going on in his life. He had an understanding of his God. as we come to this altar with that spirit that we left when we started to speak the word today. The Bible says my king is a seven-way king. He is the king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He is the king of Israel. That's he is the king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He is the king of Israel. That's a national king. He is the king of righteousness. He is the king of ages. He is the king of heaven. He is the king of glory. He is the king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. That's my king. Well, I wonder, do you know him today? Do you know him today? Amen. If you know him, you won't have fear. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring it into visibility. The coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him today? He's the greatest phenomenon that ever crossed the horizon of the world. He's God manifest in flesh. He's the sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of salvation, of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's awesome. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of every good that choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be all-sufficient Savior of one. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and he sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. I wonder, do you know God today? Hallelujah. When you get to knowing God, God casts out your fear and you can do great exploits in the kingdom of God. Get to know God. Get to put his word in your heart. Get to put his word in your spirit. Love him. Bow before him. Shout before him. Praise him today. Walk with him in your daily life. Move with him. Remember him. Rehearse him. Know God. Take that fear out of your life. Let him replace you. said, for he will. Get the let him love you right now. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around your people right now, Lord Jesus. Hold them close. Hold them close, Jesus. Pray for you. She's been going through it with her husband. She's been there night and day, just being a nurse to this, her husband. And I just want to pray God will strengthen her. He's in the hospital right now, but God's taking care of him, and God wants to strengthen her right now. Amen. And just give her strength and help in this trying time. So ladies, can we gather around and just pray a powerful strength in her body and her mind and spirit right now to lift her and strengthen her. In your job, your answer's not in the love of your wife or husband, amen, or your children, or your home, or your whatever you put all of your trust in. Your answer is in Jesus, and when you get to know him, you will not fear anything, and you can do great exploits. Hallelujah. Was thinking we have prayer meetings, but I wonder if sometimes we shouldn't have memorization meetings where we get into the word and we start memorizing the word together, start bouncing it off of each other and talking about it, putting it before our eyes, putting it before the frontlets of our faces and our eyelids, and keeping it, rehearsing it in our lives to get to know God. We know how to have church. We know how to do the Pentecostalism. Yeah. But do we know his word? Yeah. Is it in us? Is it a part of us? Can you walk out of here and tell somebody how to be saved? Can you take the scripture and show them the way? That's why you're in fear. Really don't know. I'm telling you, if we can get to knowing him, get to understanding him, we walk through our schools with our head held high. No matter who comes against us, says what they want to say, we can take the word to them. Amen. When we get comfortable with that sword, ain't no devil can fight us. because we know how to use it. Amen. Jesus was at his weakest. If Jesus had to use the word, what makes you think you're going to get through life without it? Amen. He had to use the word. And if we can get involved and get in tune with the word of God, we'll have a lot less problems in our life. And we will fill this church and more churches and more churches, because where we know him, and you ought to know him too. We know the product and we'll sell it to you. Praise God. Let's get these young people before us here right now. Amen. Young people, know the word. Parents, teach them the word. I remember growing up, we used to have this little thing sitting on the table, and it was scripture. She pulled one out at dinner time, and you read that scripture. I forget what they called it. The bread of life, I think it was. The bread of life. It was like a loaf of bread, but it had little scriptures you pulled out of it. That's what I'm talking about. Making this a part of our daily lives. More than just talking about work and what we did at work today, but coming home and saying, let's take a couple of scriptures and just talk about them and read them and get to know them. Wouldn't that transform our homes? Wouldn't that transform our minds if we could just get more of God, knowing him? Wouldn't you be more willing to talk to somebody if you could just wield out some scriptures right from your mind? Instead of, oh, man, where's that at? My phone, I got to do this. I'm like, Google. Siri, right? But when we know it, it's just like, this is what it says right here. And if you go from here and you go over here and it tells you to do this, man, you can live for God. You don't have to be in fear. Praise God. I challenge us these next few days here while we're fasting that we say, God, help me to get a better understanding of your word so that I can fight what's coming at me. If you ain't fought a battle yet, you're going to fight it. Amen? You're going to fight it. And the only thing that's going to help you through it is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's pray right now. Great day, but get to know him. God bless you.